His word ye shall receive. Elder Mark E. Peterson. Mark E. Peterson, Conference Report, April 1959, pages 85-86. The President is a very generous, wonderful man. I never listen to the President of the Church except my mind goes back to Section 21 of the Doctrine and Covenants. I would like to talk about that section for the moments that are given to me. You remember that this section was given by revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith on the day of the organization of the church. The people who were there assembled had come out of the various religions of the day, and were not accustomed to the procedures and principles that once had been known to the saints and now were being restored. It, therefore, became necessary that the Lord announce anew the significance of having at the head of the church a prophet, seer, and revelator. For that reason, as the Lord gave this revelation, He made it known to those who were assembled that Joseph Smith as president of the church was also prophet, seer, and revelator. It was a great lesson to the church that now again the leadership of the church should be vested in an inspired prophet of God and that this prophet should be the president of the church. Then he spoke directly to the membership of the church and he said this, "Wherefore, meaning the church, thou shalt give heed unto all his words and commandments which he shall give unto you as he receiveth them, walking in all holiness before me. For his word ye shall receive, as if from mine own mouth." Is not that a remarkable thing? That is the manner in which the Lord designated the president of the church as his mouthpiece in these, the last days. He gave us this commandment with a marvelous promise, and this is the promise, "For by doing these things the gates of hell shall not prevail against you, yea, and the Lord God will disperse the powers of darkness from before you and cause the heavens to shake for your good, and his name's glory." We are living in perilous times. We are face to face with every kind of difficulty. In the midst of these times, would you like to have the assurance that the gates of hell will never prevail against you? In these perilous times, would you like to have the confidence that the very heavens will shake for your good? You may have these blessings by keeping this commandment. "Wherefore, meaning the church, thou shalt give heed unto all his words and commandments, which he shall give unto you as he receiveth them, walking in all holiness before me. For his word ye shall receive, as if from mine own mouth. This is my testimony to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen."